We have a little afternoon interview on Friday afternoon, a live interview with our local member for Corangamite, Sarah Henderson. How are you this afternoon, Sarah?
Anton, I'm fantastic. Great to be with you again on 87.6 FM.
You're becoming a bit of a regular in this studio. I think you've been in here a couple of times.
I have, and I'm really proud of what you're doing. It's just fantastic to see you up and running and becoming such an important part of the local community.
We've got you in here. There's a couple of items we'd love to talk to you about, Sarah. And, of course, anything that you'd like to add to it, by all means, please do. But we're going to talk a little bit about the TV mast upgrade or the transmission upgrade that's been happening out at Marengo Basin this morning. That's an ongoing project, but you've been working on it since before the last election, haven't you?
Ever since I was elected, I have been talking to local residents about the dramas with TV reception. It's been a very big issue. It's been very, very frustrating. A number of years ago, ACMA, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, came to Apollo Bay. We had a big community meeting, which of course was driven by the local chamber. A lot of concern in the community. As a result, and with the support of the Communications Minister, ACMA set up a range of tests and over many, many months established that, of course, we had a very deep problem here in Apollo Bay, Marengo and Skeens Creek. So, Anton, I am so proud that after a lot of advocacy, hard work, a bit of table banging, pushing heads together, we now have an infrastructure upgrade that's just about to go live. So thank you to Wynn, Prime, Southern Cross, SBS, who together have invested $385,000.
Not a small amount, is it?
No. And they've done a range of things, Anton, to improve TV reception, which will all happen on Monday. The first thing they've done is that they've implemented new microwave links between Mount Sabine and Tanabran, and Tanabran and the Marengo transmitter, which means that the signal quality has been significantly boosted. There are new transmitters at Marengo. I've just actually been there. I've been checking out all the new equipment.
Yes, we're thinking about getting you in here to the studio as a technician. Apparently, you're skilled up now.
Well, we can talk about what's going to happen here in a minute.
Yes, that's true.
We've got some exciting news for Apollo Bay Radio.
We do.
And then also on Monday, there will be a channel change. Now, what's happened, part of the problem is that the King Island transmitter was causing interference across, would you believe, across Bass Strait, heightened in summer because of inversion issues. So ACMA have also come up with the solution of changing the frequency. So most people will have an automatic tuner on their television. Yep. They simply need to automatically tune their TV. And between 11 o'clock and 3 p.m. on Monday, television services will be down.
Yep.
So don't worry. That's just during the transition. And then there'll be a change to a range of new channels, which should happen automatically on most TV sets as of Monday.
Yes. So any old sets, people will probably know how to tune them because I think they go out of tune occasionally, the older sets. So it'll just be something. If you can't do it, find a young person. They will set you on the right course.
Exactly. So shall I just give that information?
Yes, please do.
So on Prime, the channel will move from 46 to 36. There's from 9 it's 49 to 37. From 9, it's 48 to 38. And then I've got insufficient information on my release here. Oh, no, sorry, here we go. SBS, it's from 50 to 34. So there is a as I say, that will happen automatically for most people.
Yep.
The output power of the transmitters will also be increased to improve coverage in Skeens Creek. Now, Skeens Creek residents will need to repoint their antennas to the Roberts Road Marengo site.
Yep.
So they may need to just move that around a bit. And anyone who has any issues, can I give a number out on air?
Yes, please do.
This is the Regional Broadcasters Hotline.
Yep.
It's 1-300-387-079.
And that's the Regional Broadcasters Hotline.
That's the Regional Broadcasters Hotline. And that's 1-300-387-079. And I'll be putting all this information on my website.
Yep.
But it really is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so it's wonderful.
Just sitting with the transmission person who's done the upgrade, the boost in the quality is very significant. And I do want to congratulate the regional broadcasters, but also say to the communications minister, and to my other colleagues as part of the Turnbull government. I'm really proud of the work we've done to support this wonderful community because it is an absolute fundamental right.
So you must be quite proud to see this one come to fruition, and it must also be hugely satisfying to you, but also a bit of, you know, getting these things out of the way means you can move on to other projects as well, doesn't it?
Well, politics is full of ups and downs, yep. And there are lots of challenges in a large regional electorate like Corangamite, and this was a substantial challenge, but I wasn't going to give up.
No.
And when the minister spoke to me about the complexities of the regional broadcasters, because this is all owned by them, it's not owned by the government.
Yeah, right, so you've had a lot of people at the table.
That's right, we've had a lot of people at the table, we've brought them all together, and they've had to make a substantial investment, and I'm really...
Right.
I cannot speak highly enough of the work that they've done.
Yep.
And I held a community meeting prior to the election in Apollo Bay, and SBS even flew down one of its transmission experts to attend the meeting to answer a whole lot of questions about how that upgrade was going to be rolled out. So the regional broadcasters and SBS have really done a fantastic job.
I guess as a regional MP, you really need that... I guess if you have an inner city seat, it's easy to get people to things. Like you've got this regional seat where you ask for a public meeting and you've got to get people out to really far-flung places, I guess. That must be quite a challenge.
Well, it is, but I say, as the member for Corangamite, every community matters.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And Apollo Bay is obviously, wonderful. Compared to other towns, more remote.
Yep.
But I've been adamant that every community matters and... My job is to make sure that that happens. So that's why we invested $5 million in upgrading the Forest Apollo Bay Road. That's why we're upgrading the Great Ocean Road. That's why we've put a new mobile phone base station into Apollo Bay, which will be rolled out hopefully in the next 6 to 12 months. The NBN, of course, is coming to Apollo Bay.
About, yes.
And, of course, a free television reception has been a burning issue. It's an absolute fundamental right. And I'm really excited today to see this underway and happening as of Monday.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on that project and where it's at, Sarah. And we'll talk a tiny bit about the studio upgrade here at 3ABR. So this is really on the ground stuff here. And that was one of the grants. We've received money from the Colac Otway Shire, the local news sheet. We've fundraised for it. But one of the big components of this is $6,600 that has come from the Stronger Communities funding through your office, and that is going to allow us to do a substantial upgrade. You're sitting in the studio, and we've got a studio that's working, functioning, but what we're really looking for is something that gives us a lot more flexibility. We're sitting here, there's two microphones, we've got a third one, and the desk is fairly limited in what it will do, but this will allow us to have the kind of studio that when you walk into a larger broadcaster, we will have something a little bit along those lines. It will be a lot more flexible. We'll be able to do a lot more. It'll be Bluetooth. The sound quality will be well above and beyond what we've got at the moment. It won't do a lot for our transmission distance because that's set with our transmitter and our licensing agreement with that we have, but it will certainly improve the quality of the sound. So that's in big part come down to the grant we have through you, which is the Stronger Communities funding grant.
Well, I'm really proud of the fact that you have been awarded this grant through a great application. The Stronger Communities program is one of the Turnbull government's funding programs to support stronger communities, in a nutshell.
Yep.
And this is really important funding. In round one, we received $150,000 to distribute on merit, of course, looking at a whole range of applications across Corangamite. And I want to congratulate you for your application. This is going to make a huge difference to your operations. And, of course, you're here because of your wonderful community. This is community radio in a place like Apollo Bay is the heart and soul of your community, along with the news sheet and the wonderful other things that you do. So this is great. I can't wait to see the new audio desk. And the magic it would deliver.
Look, it will. And we've had we've got a couple of younger presenters who are just training up at the moment. And I was only telling one of them last night that it will be so nice to get the new desk. They'll be able to do more. They'll be able to have more than one guest in if they want, you know. And they were very excited about it. So There's a lot of excitement in the studio, and I'll just thank, before I forget, one of the members here in 3ABR, Caroline Wren, who your office will know quite well,
yes,
because she's been beavering away to get this grant, and it's a big part of it has been on her shoulders, and she's done a wonderful job. She's got some money from the local shire, the news sheet, your Stronger Communities grant. So I'll just thank Caroline and let people know that she was a big part of this.
Well, that is wonderful. Well done to Caroline. And also, can I say, well done to yourself and to Brian and to everyone who's worked so hard to secure the community radio license that you have. I know that in itself was a real battle, and I was really pleased to support you and do everything that we could to convince ACMA that you did deserve your own community radio station license.
It took us a little while, but we finally...
You were very persistent, and it was absolutely great. So ACMA know Apollo Bay very well, Communications and Media Authority.
They sure do.
Both for its wonderful radio services and now, of course, because of the issues with TV reception.
They were a little bit wary of us in the beginning, but I guess they have to be a little bit cautious about who they do allocate licences to. We proved our trustworthiness in the end.
You have, and you've made your mark. And as a regional MP, I know how important regional communications is. So whether it's radio, television, broadband, mobile communications, it is so important. You want to feel connected, and every community matters. And no matter whether you live in Wye River, Apollo Bay, Forest, Colac, or in the heart of Geelong, when it comes to being a resident in Corangamite, it is incredibly important to feel that you're not alone and that you have the same, you know, communication capacity as anyone else.
Yeah, as you said before, it is a bit of a basic human right, and this idea to thing about speech and getting your message out there, as long as you're getting a message that is acceptable out there, it is a bit of a basic human right.
Well, of course, though, when I was a journo with the ABC, I remember trying to convince the ABC we needed to invest in a mobile phone when they were those big bricks.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's only been a recent human right, of course. But the world is changing so quickly. Mm. And who would have thought that really, you know, the internet is now the primary way we communicate in so many respects. And it's become fundamental infrastructure, and it's just so important for regional communities. So well done on the work you've done, and I'm really proud that the Stronger Communities program is able to support your aspirations to go from strength to strength.
Well, we appreciate your support, Sarah, because you have been, as I said, you've been a big supporter. And we spoke to you at the Apollo Bay and District Agricultural Show, and you got on the radio with us for 15 or 20 minutes. You've been a really big supporter of this radio station, so thank you very much as well.
Well, I come from a TV background.
Yeah, you do.
And I also have done quite a bit of radio.
Yeah, I think you understand how powerful this medium is.
Well,
which is important.
It's all about keeping people connected and having those fundamental resources and facilities and just having a sense of belonging.
Yep.
So on so many different levels, the work you do is so important.
Now, I'm going to let you go because you've had a big day and you must get run off your feet almost every day of your life with the job you've got. But just before I go, I would like to ask you one thing, and that is and this is well away from the broadcasting thing, the marriage equality debate that will happen again soon. Well, it's already started. I think is your government saying the plebiscite might be after Christmas now?
There is a suggestion that it will be difficult to hold the plebiscite before Christmas, and that's the advice from the Australian Electoral Commission. But we have gone to the election with a firm commitment to hold a plebiscite, which is a very strong pathway to marriage equality. There is discussion that it might be held in February, and I'm really, I guess, calling on the Labor Party to not block the plebiscite.
Yeah.
Because if we can get that through, and I do think the majority of Australians will support a change in the law, then we could have legislation in the Parliament by March or April of next year.
And I agree, and this is probably coming to my question. I absolutely agree with you, but I actually agree more than you. I think that it's probably a decision government should be making, because I think they understand the strength of feeling in the community. And I heard Malcolm Turnbull a while ago saying he thought people wanted the plebiscite. I disagreed with him. I thought people were absolutely certain about the outcome and would be more would be happier if the government just made the decision, saved the money, and saved what I think a lot of people are beginning to believe will be a fairly vicious campaign. And what worries me is there is a component in your government that might be well and truly take this campaign on board. Now, my question to you is, will people like you in your government that I see as very reasonable people make sure that they take anyone to task who tries to make trouble? I don't mind people arguing whether or not they agree with marriage equality, but there's going to be a point where it becomes hurtful and where it becomes really difficult. And there is a group of people who have grown up totally disenfranchised from our society because of this question. There's also a lot of young people that it will affect. Young people are fairly robust. They get over things and they move on. I think it's time for us to acknowledge that there's a group of older people that have lived with this all their lives, and all they are looking for is a basic human right. And I think the decent thing would be is to give it to them, and give it to them in without causing them any more harm than we necessarily have to do. And I'm worried that people will make a fair bit of trouble over this. And I'm hoping that people like you and your party that seem to be sensible will make sure that those people are held accountable for their actions. Do we have that commitment from somebody like yourself?
Anton, you've raised some really good points. First of all, I think up until this Parliament, a vote on the House, on the floor of the House, would not have got through to support a change in the law. We've seen a large number of Labor MPs who previously did not support marriage equality, and they now do. So there has been, I think, in the last couple of years, a big change.
Big shift.
We see at the moment the Labor Party does not have a policy to support marriage equality, so that's actually probably not well understood. Their policy is that they will change their policy to support marriage equality in 2019. So, because you can't disagree with Labor policy. If you do, then you are expelled from the party. Whereas on the Liberal side, on our side of politics, we allow people to cross the floor. We respect that each MP has the right to express him or herself individually. So up until recently, I don't think this would have got through if the legislation had just been presented to the House. Now, I think it's different now. The numbers are there. But we made a commitment to the Australian people to take this to the Australian people and to let every person have his or her say. Now, I argued for a free vote in the party room, and I've spoken extensively about that, and a number of other members did. But the plebiscite, while not perfect, I think is a important way forward. And my concern, Anton, is that the attempts to derail the plebiscite will derail the entire momentum. And that's what I'm really concerned about. So I am hopeful. And in fact, Tony Abbott's sister, who's a wonderful woman, spoke about this the other day. I mean, there probably will be some unpleasantries and a bit of vitriol, but I think that would happen anyway.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think, and frankly, anyone that wants an exemption from the Racial Discrimination Act or the Sex Discrimination Act to sort of allow hate speech, I think that's abhorrent. That should not happen. I don't think that groups should get funding to support their campaign, either yes or no, in a plebiscite. I think that most Australians are decent, wonderful people who will not go out and vilify others.
No.
There's a definite change in the community, but at the same time, we know that this is a deeply personal issue, and that's why we took this and we decided to take this to the Australian people. And based on the opinion polls and based on the numbers we're seeing, I think the plebiscite will be supported insofar as a change in the law. I just really hope we're seeing a splitting of the marriage equality movement, and I think that's concerning. I think we just need to get on with it, get the plebiscite done, get the legislation into the parliament, and I think we will see a change in the law.
Well, I hope you're right, Sarah, because it's been a long time coming, and I think there are a lot of people who are owed this decency from the people. From Australians, because those guys have been at the coalface for so long, on this, and they just deserve the right that we all have to love somebody and to be recognised for that. So I hope that somebody like yourself will keep arguing strongly on their behalf, because if it does become divided and ends up falling over, it will be, you're right, it will be a huge loss. But I just hope that both sides of politics don't play politics with it. So I hope the Liberal and the Labor Party and the Greens as well, who have certainly got something to say on it. And of course, everybody has their hand on their heart saying we're doing it for the right reason. But at the end of the day, this group of people just need some certainty and need to move on with their lives. And with that basic human right intact, because it is important.
Anton, this is, as I say, a deeply personal issue for so many people. I think change is required.
It's in the air, I think.
And I think change is in the air, and we don't want to derail it.
No.
Now, I know that some people on both sides of politics, not just on our side, don't support a change in the law, but my sense is that there is momentum for change. But at the same time, like our tax cuts, like our funding commitments that we've made locally, like our commitment to change the Fair Work Act to protect CFA volunteers, like all the things that we're doing to grow the economy, to grow jobs, we made a commitment to the Australian people before the election.
Yep.
That is that we will take this to the Australian people. We will show them the dignity of committing to our promise and delivering on our promise. And I think we will see a great deal of respect on this debate. I mean, Tim Wilson, an openly gay man, has just been elected to the House of Representatives, a very strong Liberal, spoke about his commitment to his partner.
I saw him on one of the news programs a week or two ago, and it was really quite strong statement from somebody who sits on the Liberal side of the chamber. So that's a wonderful thing that you have that that sort of push inside the major parties, and I think this is wonderful. So I look forward to the plebiscite if it happens. What I would like, though, Sarah, is for Malcolm Turnbull to make this call. Override. Look, and I'm sure that the will of the people, you wouldn't cop any flack for this, is to just say, look, it's a decision we can make. Politicians can make this. And, I mean, the justification would be to save the money, because, honest to God, I would like you to save that money and then use it for something really worthwhile. So I'm just looking at it from a practical point of view, and there's money to be saved.
My worry about this debate, where there's a split in terms of those who argue for a plebiscite and those who don't, my worry, like the Republic debate, is that this will end up going off the rails. Mm. Now, we made that commitment. I think broadly, Anton, it was embraced. Most Australians, and certainly in Corangamite, people were saying to me, look, I do appreciate the fact that I've got the right to have a say, and that, I think, generally has been embraced. But now we're seeing this movement, and it's driven by politics.
I
mean, the Labor Party, I mean, Bill Shorten previously supported a plebiscite. And now, through sheer and bloody-minded politics, like what we saw with the fun and games in Parliament last night when they were just pulling another stunt, we're now seeing the Labor Party politicking, and again we're seeing Bill Shorten backflipping on a commitment that he had previously made. So we're sticking with our promises. Mm. We're respecting the right of Australians to vote on the fact that we went to the election with this commitment. We have momentum. We have a pathway forward. I do think we will see legislation in the House if we stay on course. But we can't afford to see the Greens and the Labor Party derail this commitment that we have made. We're very, very resolute that we will work hard to provide strong and stable government. And in this case and on this issue, we will obviously be very focused on that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your honesty, Sarah. And thanks for popping into Apollo Bay Radio and filling us in on the transmission upgrade and helping us discuss the stronger communities funding that will allow us to upgrade this studio. So
the most important thing about Monday is that between 11 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when everyone's television sets go dead, please don't blame Malcolm Turnbull or me as your local member. Just everyone needs to know that this is all part of the plan. And that's the time, of course, when it comes back on air, to retune your television sets, and hopefully you'll see a wonderful new signal, a whole new world for the people of Apollo Bay, Marengo and Skeens Creek.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah Henderson, federal member for Corangamite, for popping in and filling us in on that. And thanks for all the work you're doing, Sarah.
Thank you, Anton, and I'll look forward to catching up with you soon next time.